it's a kind of storytelling in a way, even if it's totally abstract.
Was ist Radiokunst?
What is radio art?
And I think that the only way of working with this to actually broaden the spectrum of what is radio art and not lock yourself into a fixed idea.
It's a long tradition. The first sound piece I know, German sound piece, was Weekend
by Walter Woodmann, which is 1930.
In historical terms, you'd say that maybe Artaud's Point Finis avec le Jugement de Dieu was one example of the radio space as this site of immanence and of some sort of interiority. And on the other hand, you could look at the Orson Welles version of War of the Worlds, exemplifying radio as this social space of exterior drama and of collective effort and all kinds of other kind of distinctive elements. And I suppose the probe or the problematic I'm trying to look at practically myself, which occasionally rears its head as a sort of theoretical idea in the 24/7 torrent of information that we broadcast, is one in which radio is this arena in which all possible sound elements brought into equilibrium.
And if you think about the history, Italian futurism, Russian futurism, the Dadaism, These are all very important developments in the early 20th century, or who produced the idea of working in a different way with the sounding materials.
Yeah, with voice, with poetry. The Russian Futurism was something protesting against the
Parce qu'en fait, la radio, tout comme le cinéma, appartient à la catégorie des arts technologiques. Ce sont des arts qui ont besoin du support technique pour exister. La caméra, le microphone ou l'enregistrement, ensuite le montage, la deuxième phase de montage et le mixage. Ce sont des arts dans qui le cinéma a explosé en termes de public et de reconnaissance. Le cinéma est un art, il n'y a aucun souci, que ce soit dans le documentaire, que ce soit dans le cinéma expérimental, dans l'animation, dans la fiction. Et après, à l'intérieur de la fiction, il y a des tas de sous-genres. Le cinéma existe, il a un public, c'est même une industrie. Alors que la radio a quelque chose d'un peu, c'est un peu différent. C'est apparu au même moment que le cinéma, grosso modo. Ça a connu les mêmes étapes de transformation et de perfectionnement. On est passé de la mono à la stéréo, tout comme on est passé du noir et blanc à la couleur. Donc ce sont des arts qu'on peut assez facilement comparer. Cela dit, la comparaison en termes de public, elle ne tient plus. Le cinéma connaît des millions de la radiophonie, après l'interruption, il y a des tas de sous-genres. La radiophonie qui cinéma est confiné dans des niches, l'industrie, dans des endroits. Alors que la radio, qui est confidentielle, la radio est peu connue. C'est apparu au même moment. Donc il y a un vrai travail, en fait, dans des niches, dans des arts, 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 donc il y a un vrai travail, le fait de faire connaître ce travail-là, et je pense qu'il y a
What is radio art?
It's something that has to do with some certain in betweenness. Is a form of art that involves a distance and a certain form of distance between two points and a separation and the overcoming of this separation, which has some kind of magic to it. And this was the feeling of the first people that heard radio transmission and got surprised with that. You hear something that is not actually here.
And get transmitted.
between one's own subjectivity and then
the listener.
Whether it's a collective consciousness, a community, or just the individual listener, you know,
subjectivity.
But the nature of that relationship, is also can be quite convoluted and quite fascinating. That, I think, is part of the material as well.
That has many roots. One of the important roots is French musique concrète.
C'est un art qui est très ouvert, possède beaucoup de facettes. Ces facettes sont nées à différentes époques durant le XXe siècle. Évidemment, la fiction, la dramatique, qui vient d'Allemagne, qui vient de tout le travail qu'a pu faire un chercheur comme Arnheim, par exemple, en Allemagne, est une des composantes essentielles de l'art radiophonique.
Dramatique, drama, est l'une des mamelles de la création radiophonique. Mais en fait, elles sont multiples, ces facettes. Il y a la fiction, on pourrait parler du documentaire, ce qu'on appelle le documentaire de création en France, qui est un documentaire dans lequel on travaille beaucoup, autant le fond que la forme, avec une espèce de de complétude dans l'idée de
dans l'idée de
travailler le l'approche documentaire.
Il y a évidemment aussi des émissions du genre poétique, tout ce qui touche à la poésie sonore. Tout ce qui touche notamment au premier dada allemand que sont Kurzschwitters, qui sont les premiers à avoir travaillé un art de la voix, un art de la poésie, qui se tournait plus volontiers vers la parole. En plus, en France, on a eu, nous, toute une génération de poètes concrets ou de poètes sonores. Je pense à François Dufresne, à Henri Chopin, à Bernard Heitzig, qui ont été des moteurs dans l'esthétique de la poésie sonore radiophonique. On peut aussi évidemment toucher la musique électroacoustique est née au sein de la radio. La musique concrète à Paris est née dans pas loin de cette maison, enfin du moins ici. Et finalement, trouver une musique qui serait elle-même une musique technologique, c'est évidemment une musique radiophonique. Et après, quand on fait entrer évidemment les composantes musicales de la musique électroacoustique et de la voix, on touche à une autre forme d'art que les Allemands appellent le Hörspiel, le jeu d'écoute ou le jeu pour l'écoute, qui est un genre typiquement radiophonique, un genre de travail sonore pour la radio. Mais après, on peut encore ouvrir l'art radiophonique à d'autres catégories. Nous, depuis une dizaine d'années, on s'est beaucoup tourné vers les plasticiens, vers des photographes, vers des chorégraphes qui sont venus faire des pièces radiophoniques. Et on a découvert qu'il y avait d'autres terrains d'expression. C'est-à-dire qu'il peut y avoir des émissions qui sont purement plastiques, d'autres qui sont conceptuelles, d'autres qui jouent avec le média radio, qui le détournent. Donc on touche là plus à des œuvres qui sont dans le domaine des arts plastiques et du travail du son dans ce domaine. Et alors après, il y a tout ce qui n'a pas encore été inventé au niveau du son, tout ce qui n'a pas encore été éprouvé. Je pense à l'écriture de la spatialisation qui va donner lieu dans les années à venir à d'autres formes. Je pense à des formes d'interaction entre le déplacement de l'auditeur et le temps réel, avec des fameux appareils que sont les PDA, GPS, qui permettent une nouvelle approche de travail du son et de la, entre guillemets aussi, radiophonique. Donc je pense que c'est vraiment une boule à multifacettes. Et c'est ça qui est très intéressant. C'est-à-dire que chaque semaine, on fait quelque chose de totalement nouveau quand on baigne dans la radiophonie.
Was ist Radiokunst?
What is radio art?
It was associated a lot with the Vedaya.
The gear in, say Stockhausen Studio in Cologne. What he made, what he was available to. Thank you.
churning almost single-handedly started using in his new radio play techniques. He started using composers, sound artists, sound poets, and suddenly you realise that the techniques of experimental music, experimental drama, all slide and fit in together.
Ars Acoustica.
Klaus Schoening probably spent more money on radio art and audio art and experimental music that got onto radio.
Klaus Schoening.
He hired more people, commissioned more people than any radio
station
in the US.
Studio für akustische Kunst.
Storytelling in a way, even if it's totally abstract.
In radio play, you have normally three elements. You have a text, spoken by actors, you have recorded sounds, and you have music. But music and sound are serving the text. Text first, and music and sound is illustrative. The lovers walk in the forest, and the birds are singing, and music is playing because they are love. This is an example of how music and sound serves the text. In sound art, you have exactly the same elements. You have text, speakers, singers, you have music and you have sound. But they are material in the hands of an organizer. The organizer is the composer. They are equal. There's not text first and music serving, nor text serving to the music. It's neutral, it's material, and the composer decides which balance the elements can have. You can tell a story only by words, or you can tell a story only by music, and you can tell a story only by noises, sounds, recorded sounds.
Themselves composers, definitely in GRM. They've been interlinked with radio since its beginning, but I would say they're all supposedly researchers and composers, and they're paid to research and compose. Or I don't know whether that's the case anymore, but that was what they were originally supposed to do. BBC Radiophonic Workshop, they were there to make funny noises. They were there, they were making library music. They weren't making creative radio. People making creative radio said, oh, we want to make a funny sound with water and go, but I don't think it was them who were the origin of the program ideas. They were the nerds of the time, and they knew how to work the oscillators or whatever they were using, but they were not, I don't think, program makers.
Semantic. I didn't have to answer all the time the question, what does that mean? I could ask the listener just to travel in my sounds, in my story. And if you hear it, or your friend hears it, you hear two different stories, that you hear stories, and you interpret them, you make them in your head yourself, in your ears. And that's what I like, this freedom.
Real experimentation, not just in the form to create something nice to listen to,
music,
but
or
the
word
experimentation
composition or more abstract sound of.
I keep being surprised what Radio Art can actually be.
Radiophonic is trying to exploit
what would be the point of
the possibilities
of, going on
of
there.
The medium. As far as you can, to push sound as far as you can, to push radio forms as far as you can.
Especially when I got involved into the Ars Acoustica group, which is a group of radio makers more or less focused on these types of radio
art. In my opinion, radio art
is
a tradition. Radio art is something that
the audience all having the same experience. Every audience member has a different
because
experience.
That is the term that Klaus Schilling coined, and
so
he runs
initially I
BDR.
Thought of radio art more specifically as a practice of creative use of radio in terms of
only some words
appropriating and experimenting
reading
with terrestrial
them, listening
radio
to them, you are completing the poem by your emotion or your own story, own words, own imagination.
So I guess composer, soundscape artist, soundscape composer, sound artist, radio artist, I guess they all somewhere apply. I'm fascinated with sound, and so I'm fascinated with making pieces with sound, and they can be played over the radio, and they work quite well over the radio. And I'm fascinated by radio as a broadcast medium.
What is radio art? Kunstradio.
The Austrian opinion. We are in Vienna, and we are at the restaurant or Gasthaus, as we call it in Vienna, and it's called Winzerkönig in Karl.
And it's in the 4th district of Vienna and very close to the broadcasting house.
Very close to the broadcasting house.
also there was the dematerialization of art. It is going away from the object, the say-level object and so on. And that, of course, also made it much easier to move on to the radio and see radio, as many artists did at the time, as a sculpture space.
Radio, Radio Kunst.
For me, radio art is always also done, especially also for the radio.
They propose that radio art is nothing more than what artists do with radio.
Also in the sense radio as the extended or expanded version, so not in the broadcasting sense only.
Which is kind of simplistic in a way, but when you think about it, it's quite radical.
And it's always done by artists.
Because what artists do with radio is not necessarily what radio people want done with radio.
And it's for me also opening up, not always, but most of the times, as a communication space.
Radio people want done with radio what's normally expected of them. Artists don't do expected things.
Thank you. What was interesting at that time was that it was... There was a lot of movement in the area of streaming internet radio.
And that's geographic and physical space, but I think that there's some kind of parallel when you think about space and the network. I mean, the network is a kind of crowd image.
Traditional radio, I think, was trying to come to terms with that.
Radio being temporally and spatially somewhat specific, internet being more generalized in both of these axes.
It was a moment when we were still coming to terms with peer-to-peer file sharing.
Many to many.
So it was in 2001 that I received the abstract
image that we hold is that the more nodes on the network, the more robust and the more connectedness.
To produce a radio art piece
for radio and internet
that would have different modes of listening depending on the medium through which it was listened to.
Mobile ad hoc networks are the kind that you have when you're looking at a Bluetooth connection, for example. And
could be heard differently.
And there are other models as well, but this is one that people are, you know, more familiar with.
Klangkunst. Create a piece for live performance.
The device actually can serve as a node
to see how live conditions
in a network that can elastically expand or contract based on
of the internet and of radio would change.
We can constitute a network basically of three nodes, and that can ripple out, of course, so that you have a much larger geographic area can be encompassed.
Questions of listener engagement
and the fact that we used internet streaming sort of adopted from my practice in network performance.
As long as there are links within proximity, that regular point along the way. So,
to connect Germany,
but what
Canada,
it means is that it's not a fixed infrastructure
Japan
necessarily that supports the network.
To do a sort of remote performance that's broadcast over a single radio channel and available on the internet was something that I thought was an opportunity to create a piece that would not have been a radio piece by itself. It would have not have been a network piece by itself. And that way, it became a unique piece for this combination of media.
Hörspiel für Radio und Internet.
Networks that emerge in the presence of people with devices, right? So, in a sense, we actually become, you know, our physical body becomes the material of the network, which is not unlike what the network originally is in the first instance for Palestinian consideration of technology. But it's interesting.